It all comes down to that. Like, if you understand what you're listening to or reading, you're learning the language. It's that simple, quote unquote simple, right? But we at us, we try to look for hacks, right, to speed up the process and things of that nature. I spend many hours on input, podcasts, YouTube, books. I find many teachers are supportive of CI, but recommend taking notes, flashcards, specific methods to speed up the language learning process. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I have the same feeling. I feel like, how can I put it into words? Like, I think a lot of people look at comprehensible input as a nice to have kind of thing, right? But they're still talking about, like you said, taking notes, flashcards, and things like that, which, like you said perfectly, they're just ideas to sort of try to speed up the process, right? Or hack it, or try to memorize things in a better way, you know, because that's sort of the idea behind taking notes, for example, right? But in my opinion, like, first of all, taking notes reminds me too much of my old high school and college days. And I didn't enjoy those classes, you know. That's the first thing that, you know, I don't like about it. But then, yeah, as usual, it's just gonna take notes on specific words or sentences, or it's just gonna force you to focus on form, which is what I'm always trying to avoid as a language student myself, but as a language teacher, most of all, right? Yeah, so I don't do any extras, exactly. I find it boring, absolutely. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who are starting to understand that comprehensible input is the way, and the whole theory makes sense to them, but they still have that sort of traditional mindset. So taking notes or using flashcards, again, it's sort of a conscious attempt from us adults to consciously control the process, right? Because when you're listening to an episode for the sake of just enjoying it and learning about a specific topic, or you're reading a book, and all you're worried about is the message, the content, it doesn't feel like you're learning, right? Obviously, we all know that's actually the thing that's helping you learn the language, right? But because it's a subconscious process, we adults freak out, basically. So we want to try things to make it more measurable, if you will, right? Like, like you pointed out, like flashcards, taking notes, and things of that nature. Because with those things, we feel like we're actually progressing, right? You know, if you're going to a classroom, you go home and you feel like you've gotten this much better, right? If you're taking notes, you feel like you've learned 10 new words, or as many as, you know, you want. But again, that's not going to help you actually remember those words, first of all. And second of all, it's actually going to hurt you in my eyes, because it's going to force you to focus on form. And that's what we're trying to avoid. Yeah. So, yeah, back to your comment, I totally agree with you. But, you know, to be honest, I've actually seen a couple of teachers here and there that really go about it the right way in my eyes. Like, I've talked about comprehensible Russian, for example. I think I've also talked about a German project, because there are two of them. Like, one's naturally German and the other one's naturally Deutsch. And one of them, like, I had her on the podcast, one of the first episodes, Anna, and she does a wonderful job. And she doesn't talk about any of those extras that you're mentioning. So if you're looking to learn German, I really recommend that one. I strongly recommend it. Because then there's the other one, and she also believes in comprehensible input, but I find some of those things that you're talking about, that sometimes she recommends taking notes, and she talks about form every now and then, right? So, I mean, you can still, I've watched some of her videos. They've helped me out, because not all of them are about that, right? But still, while using comprehensible input as the main source, she still talks about form every now and then. So, but, you know, fortunately, like I said, there's more and more projects, and yeah, people are starting to understand that it's not a nice to have. It's just, it's everything you need. It's all you need. It's the only thing you need, actually, right? If you're, like I'm always talking about, and I'll just connect that with today's topic, which is that if you understand what you're listening to or reading, you're learning the language. It's that simple. Like, I'm going to tell you a thousand different things. We're going to talk about hundreds of topics. You know, I'll do Q&As every week, and I'll keep posting videos because I love it and because I want to help as many people as possible. But it all comes down to that. Like, if you understand what you're listening to or reading, you're learning the language. It's that simple. Quote unquote simple, right? But we adults, we try to look for hacks, right? To speed up the process and things of that nature. Or we want to find the latest trend or the latest way to memorize words in a better way. You know, this crazy stuff that has nothing to do with the way the actual language acquisition process works, right? Which, again, we really need to understand that input, comprehensible input, is the key to the entire process. So we learn language, like I said, by listening and reading. So that's the cause of our improvement, right? And output, our ability to communicate, will eventually show up as a consequence. That's the key word. Output is a consequence, not the cause. And that's one of the things that we really need to understand. One of the main principles, if you will. Thank you so much for watching this video. Hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, you can join us live every Monday. You know, every Monday I go live in a Q&A session, sometimes in English, sometimes in Spanish. Okay, but any question you have when it comes to the language learning process, feel free to join in and ask me your questions. And yeah, finally, right here, you have the whole Q&A session that we had. So yeah, make sure to check it out if you're curious to know more about language learning, how the language acquisition actually works, and so on. Thanks so much, and see you in the next one.